The following podcast has been produced by WIRX Radio for entertainment purposes only. The contents of this podcast do not constitute medical, legal, or professional advice and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this company, our promotional sponsors, or advertisers.
Rock 107 WIRX, it's Brock Hunter.
What's up, man?
You're probably super excited, aren't you?
Well, you know there's a first for everything, this is going to be a first for us.
This is going to be a first. So we were very fortunate to be given this opportunity. Mm-hmm. They said, hey, we want to do a podcast. However, going to have a little twist. We're going to call this the WIRX Podcast.
Absolutely.
Don't let anyone tell you we're not clever around here, all right? So we are going to do our very first podcast here, and we have some very special guests. We have Rick and Megan. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, how are you?
Doing pretty good.
Good. Okay, so now really this is kind of an introductory podcast. We're going to get to know you guys and really kind of lead into why we're going to be exploring the wonderful world of marijuana and everything around it over the next 8 weeks. Mm-hmm. So first and foremost, just kind of introduce yourselves. What do you do? Where are you from? Why are you here?
I'm Rick Anstis. I'm from the Eau Claire area.
Okay.
And I've been a caregiver now for about 5 years and seen the benefits that it's done on the medicinal side of things and the patients that I've helped and got the medicine to and seen its recoil on their disabilities or diseases in general. It's been amazing. So I've been privileged to see all the benefits from it. Now I want to bring it forth more in the public because there's still a big reserve there.
Absolutely.
And we just need education.
So you're here now, you two are here now to advocate for not just recreational marijuana, but medicinal and the benefits and what you've seen firsthand.
Right.
And, perfect.
Yeah. And the industries both.
Yeah.
Our economy is in such a need.
Yes.
So here we are.
Here we are. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And you keep him in line, obviously. Megan, is that what you do?
I do, yes.
Now, do you two work together? What's what's the relationship?
Grower. I'm the tester.
Gotcha.
Sure everything comes
nice.
For me.
Nice.
It's all great to go.
You need quality control, folks. You need quality control. Well,
one for me, two for the pile.
Yeah, there you go.
I like those odds. That's good. Well, we appreciate you guys taking the time, and obviously this is such a huge, huge issue, and it has been. Now, for a guy that has only smoked a handful of times in his life, because I get very goofy on it, it's not something but I support it 110%, and I love this because I like getting educated on something that I don't know a ton about, which is really kind of where we're at as the United States, when you look at the big picture of things. It's a lot of uneducation, a lot of people that are scared. It's a lot of people that grew up watching Reefer Madness, and there's a lot of questions and a lot of concerns, and we're going to try and answer as many as we can on the podcast.
Yeah.
Perfect. Yeah. I love it. So now you said you've been a caregiver for 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
Lead us into that. So where did that start and how did that become?
I'll tell you, honestly, that's my boy in the background.
That's right. He'll make a guest appearance a little bit later on.
The way I got into it was obviously having people that were sick and debilitated around me, and their inclination of maybe cannabis might be something I need to try, and then seeing others, you know, finally just deciding that, okay, I need to do this. I haven't really been a grower of any sorts, but through tests and trials and errors, slowly becoming one, you know. And after getting into it on the growing level, really realizing that how much it takes, on the plant to grow it.
Yeah.
It takes a lot more than just a tomato plant. It's not a window plant. a lot of people have that conception that it's pretty easy to throw
you
it out
to
the world.
You put the seed in the dirt and you put it in the sun.
Grow.
Right.
My buddy Jimmy used to grow it in the backyard all the time.
Right. Those guys. And there is great success in that
in some
instances.
Like my buddy used to flick his seeds out the back of his porch. Next summer, I got a couple plants.
Right.
Don't worry about it, Mom.
His mom was like, what is that, Jimmy?
A little ground cover.
That's right. It's a new... New brush. There you go. So you had people interested in it. You decided, all right, let's really kind of did you use beforehand when you were doing this, and then you decided to really get into the science of it?
Yeah, I'm like many. I'm in the same boat.
Can we start from the beginning?
Yeah.
I'm in the same boat. Doing things in a underground fashion previous years to learn.
Yeah.
You know, there was no way for us to learn. And even with the medical, as it came about, they made it very restricting.
Mm-hmm.
So, yes, you may grow. Yes, you may have this. You may have that. But you can only have this, this, and this.
Mm-hmm.
Isolating you down to being pretty much a very bad grower.
Yeah.
To stay within the realms.
Okay.
Making it very difficult. And then,
yeah.
And then being able to displace it, what you have grown, to your patients in the fashion without being overweight and a lot of different things. So some of those things, you learn in the underground of things and have. But now we don't have to be there anymore. And that stigma there, too, I believe that's the police and law enforcement look at those things like, well, they're still just running underground, you know, and we're forced to.
Yeah.
We were kind of forced to operate in so many fashions. Now we got outlets. We can go to dispensaries. We can legally paperwork. All those things are happening.
Yeah.
Finally. And that's where we need to be.
Yeah, of course.
Safely,
you know? Well, I think it's very interesting because as we really look into this and you being a caregiver, and no offense, I wouldn't expect that. Like you come in, be like, yeah, I'm here helping people medically with issues, but also advocating the recreational use of it, really education of it. And that kind of leads me into the next thing, because today with this getting to know you guys and getting to know what we're going to be talking about, it's legal now.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, we talk about
November,
it.
We can.
Yeah.
Last November, it got voted in. It was a pretty, I wouldn't say one sided. It was still fairly close, but they made it official, and now recreational use. And again, correct me when I say, and now it's legal at this point, because that's what we're really going to learn about is the rules, the regulations, what you can have, what you can't have, where you're going with it, yada, 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 what you can grow.
Because just because it's legal doesn't mean you can just do anything you want with it.
No, you know? No.
Of course not.
You're not going to go downtown St. Joe and lay a sweet, sweet, sticky blunt, and you're going to have issues. So that's what we want to educate people on. So this is done the right way, because unfortunately there is still that stigma around it, and that's what we want to dispel.
Yeah.
Last November, it got voted to pass recreational marijuana. How long has medical marijuana been legal in Michigan?
Since 2008.
2008. Okay. And so that is medical card. You can purchase it from select places. You can grow it yourself, get it prescribed.
Right.
That's kind of the medical world of it.
Right.
Right.
Now, with it being open recreationally, what's the basic rules that you can tell us?
Off the get-go, you cannot sell it.
Cannot sell it.
Right.
You cannot buy, no purchase, any. It's all gift-giving.
Right. So as we are right now, we have no dispensaries recreationally.
Yep.
So nobody can legally sell it.
Okay.
The gifting process is there, so people can exchange in that fashion. You can only have 2.5 ounces on your person.
Okay.
Personally, I believe that's a little bit excessive. I don't know why they wrote that.
Yeah, 2.5, man. I was wondering about that, too.
I have a little kind of conspiracy theory on that. I think they wrote it that way because they thought it would never get passed.
Okay,
or that would cause people to say, like, whoa, 2.5 ounces, no way. If it was 1 ounce, I'd say yes.
Right.
But 2.5, no. Is that?
I think you're very close to that assumption. I have a similar assumption, but it's more directed towards, I believe, it shows intent.
Oh,
if
gotcha.
I'm a prosecutor.
Gotcha.
I like intent.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Exactly. You're not just smoking with your buddies. You're selling this stuff.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
But it passed.
Yeah,
so there you go.
Yeah.
For anybody thinking that we're just sitting here talking about, this is great. We're going to get high. There's a guy who grows it, who is helping people in the medical side of it, saying, even that, you know, maybe it was a little much, but it went through. So now this is where we're at.
Yeah.
2.5 or 2? I'm sorry.
2.5.
Two and a half on your person. Okay.
Now, is that per person?
Per person, and 10 ounces locked in your domicile. It has to be in a safe of sorts, but you can have it up to 10 ounces.
Is that, let's say I'm traveling, like, do you mean like locked up in a lockbox in your trunk?
Not the 10 ounces. That can be at the house.
At the house. Okay, right. Gotcha. Right. I got to go home real quick.
Oh, shit.
Oh, no. So 10 ounces at your home, locked up, 2.5 ounces on your person. Age?
21 and over.
21 and over. So that's kind
that's
of the big
recreational.
One.
Now, medical, you can have your card at 18, or if your parents and you have, you know, medical issues mm-hmm. where you need it. But mm-hmm. yeah, recreationally, 21
and older.
Right.
You cannot drive while under the influence?
Correct.
Okay. That's pretty standard stuff. I think a lot of the stuff's been right. going through.
Now, what do you guys know about the testing on that?
Mm-hmm. So right now, the
gray area with some things.
Yeah, they have a mouth swab that's going through its second phase of the testing in the state.
Okay.
I think it's statewide now. It was like five counties previously, Berrien, Kent. I don't remember all of them, but they took up the pilot program of it. And now they're doing it all the way around the state. I believe it's a good thing, but I don't think it needs to be better than what it is.
Yeah.
So, when we went to the Benton Harbor Township meeting for recreational marijuana, Paul Bailey was there, Mike Sepik, and they basically, you know, they have their own points of views mm-hmm. on it, and then they have the law point
yep.
of view.
Yep.
So
as long as you don't show the intent that we're you know, selling it and all of this, or mm-hmm. what is it when they said if you do get pulled over, it is another little gray area mm-hmm. where everybody's different. I mean, yeah, I smoke three joints and be just fine.
And me, I yeah. smoke half a joint.
And you're sleeping on the floor.
I'm in the moon yeah. and I'm going
so
get me
it,
out.
What right. it comes down to, I think, there is the field sobriety test.
Yeah.
So if I'm cognitive enough to speak to you
yep.
on a level tone and you know what I'm saying,
yeah.
then that should be one test. And then how is your motor skills?
Yeah.
If you qualify in those things, then I think then they need to look at something else.
So and you brought up something, you know, it's we have something in place now with the swab and obviously the field sobriety test, but it still needs to be better. And really that's we're in uncharted waters right now. So mm-hmm. I think as we grow, as this becomes but now when exactly will it be open where you can sell it. You can go to the corner store dispensary and buy yourself a bag. And
December 6th of this year, they're coming up with some new bills and laws and
okay.
trying to get all of that figured out
yeah.
and kind of go off some of the other states, you know, that have the recreational going on.
Yeah.
April 30th, a bill is being introduced from
Gretchen.
Yeah. Whitmer.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
She wants to abolish the licensing part of everything, to where it'll be a little more free for, you know, average Joes like us
gotcha.
To go and get a license, not this. All right, I've divvied up $20,000 to see if you're going to tell me yes or no.
Okay.
When it's going to be a no.
Yeah. Okay, so we're still kind of a ways away from really this being as open as maybe Colorado or Vegas or anything
which
like that.
Which is insane because recreationally, or was it medically? More stoner thought. Read something this morning. It was in the notes. We forgot that Michigan is ranked number 2 mm-hmm. with the medical
yeah.
Use of everything.
Yeah,
so, I mean that's
use. Yeah. We have
number 1 being Colorado.
When
so.
You think about it, you said what 2005? We're 14 years into this bad boy. I think mm-hmm. we should. I think we're pretty well got it figured yeah. out. So now we just kind of get the
another avenue too that we don't think about. Colorado has I forget how much tourism, but we double it.
Oh, really?
We doubled Denver.
Wow.
Which is amazing. Yeah.
And what they make? They made some, like a.
Yeah.
It's stupid.
The numbers
are
huge.
It's just ridiculous.
Yeah. And we're going to be able to hone in on that.
Yeah.
And not only hone in on that, but hone in on money from other places.
Yeah. Out of state.
So, yeah.
Yeah, there
the
you
money
go.
We always want. That's the
exactly.
ones that often our officers are after as well.
They exactly. Yeah, so exactly.
It's good money, right?
Yeah.
You know? And it's good for us. Good yeah. for Goose, yeah. Gander, all that.
You hear that, Chicagoans? We're taking even more of your money. Well, and again, like I said, today is just kind of a exploratory day, really getting to know you guys. And mm-hmm. I am very excited about this just because I love learning more about this. And this is a big deal.
Mm-hmm.
Mostly because I've even had conversation with my folks and them just going, well, why do you support it? You don't smoke. And like I said, I'll puff it from time to time. It's just I know how I am with it. And it's just right. it's yeah. something I don't do. But I support it 110%, mm-hmm. whether it be because you have an illness,
that's
a right. chronic illness, or
you just want to do it.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
It's a testament, to its addictive property.
Yeah, exactly.
And the lack thereof.
Exactly. Tell you what, cocaine's totally different.
A little bit.
Yeah. A little bit. A lot more expensive, I'll tell you that.
So I'm really excited for us to educate the public more, because this really is a time of education. It got passed. Obviously, people want it. They are supportive of it, whether they smoke it or not. And I think this is a time for education. So, again, we could pull apart these new rules and regulations for hours and hours.
Oh, yeah.
But this is good. So the big thing we covered is you got to be 21 or older for recreation, 18 or older, otherwise permission for medical. Mm-hmm. You can have 2.5 ounces on your person at this point in time.
There's one more. And you can't just light up on, right, on your front
of
porch.
Of course. Yeah, that's the other thing, too.
Out of the unaided eye.
So yes.
In my backyard, you got to walk around my house.
Yep.
I'm smoking a joint. Yep. You're going to report me. Well,
basement, hot box.
I heard you couldn't spark up on your front porch because of the mailbox. Is that true?
Because of the mailbox?
Because a mailman can walk up on your porch and put, and for that reason...
If it's an enclosed porch, I would say he's still on, coming into your property, whether he's invited or not.
Yeah.
He's still in your realm.
Right.
So you can always,
but like you're,
you know, drop your shit and go.
I think yours, what she's saying is like your pat, like your deck out front.
Yeah.
Which, by the way, is located at, at your deck, since it's open, people can see while they're driving by. That's
right.
What
right. Okay.
He can't
yeah.
have a bong up there doing
you
big
can,
old.
Well, right. Now you can put up those cool little tapestries.
Yeah,
you know,
there you go.
Stuff,
yeah,
whole vibe. Smoke can be rolling out.
Yeah,
smoking.
Yeah, right.
So again, there's a lot of stuff we need to know about this, and we're going to educate the public as much as possible. But we appreciate you guys taking the time, spreading your knowledge. And we're going to do this for the next 8 weeks. This is the first one.
Some
and
fun ones in there.
Oh, yeah. We got some good stuff. We heard sex, drugs, and rock and roll is one we're going to talk about. There you go. So.
There's one there particularly I would like to touch on.
I wonder.
Which one?
I'm intrigued now. I got one, too, and I think maybe we can save this for the last one, is we'll talk about the highest we've ever been.
I like that.
Oh, yeah.
Because you guys are going to crack up with me, because it's quite hilarious.
Nice.
So this is wonderful. Rick, Megan, thank you so much. And if anybody has any questions, are there some resources that people can go to online? I mean, I know they can Google stuff, but in this area, I mean, is there places people can go, they can check out?
Yeah, we're in conjunction and working with a company called BC Hempco.
Okay.
And they are an excellent educator and provider, obviously on the hemp side of things,
but
also on the cannabis side of things.
So, okay.
We're working together to kind of communally educate and bring everybody together that's already in the industry, because there is a little adversity in the industry that I don't necessarily like people that once were friends, now they're not friends because they're growing.
Gotcha.
You know?
Gotcha.
Oh, well, you got this and you took this from me.
Mm-hmm.
How about we just all do really well?
Yeah.
And then the ones that stand out from really well, will be that.
Yeah, let's not lose it before we get it completely.
Right. Yeah. That's kind of the whole premise of, you know.
Marijuana is to get along.
Yes.
We stand in a circle and we share.
That's right.
Yeah.
And with cocaine, you only share with a few groups of friends, small group.
In a dirty bathroom. At the...
No, this is going to be fun. I'm really looking forward to it. And if anybody misses anything, we're going to have all these podcasts at WIRX.com. Check out more on our Facebook page. We'll be able to share all the links there. And we'll get to learn more about marijuana in Michigan and marijuana as a whole.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I like it. Did I sound like a square there?
No, yeah.
Marijuana in a whole.
Marijuana cigarettes.
Also, we will be touching quite a bit. I'm going to have a couple guests in here, the BC Hempco folks, and how that industry is, it's right there with cannabis. They're the same industry, in my opinion. And what it's going to be able to do for everybody.
Oh,
so
yeah.
Many jobs.
Yep.
So many textiles.
Yep.
There's I just made some weed suckers. And you eat the sucker. It's made out of the stem. And it's got a little hemp seed with beeswax on it. Throw it some bitch to the ground. And let it be.
And then let it be. Let it be. It ain't going to end up in a dump anywhere.
I like it, man. Yeah.
We, like I said, there's so much to cover. And I'm really looking forward to the next couple weeks. So thank you guys so much for coming in for the first one. And we will get together very soon. Like I said, just find out more at WIRX.com. Also, our Facebook page. And enjoy more of the WIRX podcast.
Ooh,
we'll see you guys next time.
Thanks.
Let's go get stoned.